just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
All right, off we go. It's Playdios ready to go again. And we're close. We're very close. 45 minutes away, Brady. We'll get a Brady report in just seconds. Before we do that, let's recap our Playdio champions for yesterday. Our five top five finalists that are going into the day holding the top. Will they hold? Will all five be here at the end of today? Will it suck so badly that today doesn't even matter? Or will we get a few gems today that rustle up this entire top five? We'll start there. Who's number five? I don't even see the
Bro
number
five. Mom. Bro Mom. Yeah.
Bro Mom 20 was points. Fifth. This is Bro Mom's song. 20 points.
White Lightning Blues.
That's right. White Lightning Blues. All right. That's number five. Who's number four?
Silence the Voice.
Silence the Voice.
Also 20 points.
Yeah. Six and a half, six and a half, and a seven.
This is what we are.
The
Dittamores.
Oh, God. 22.
I went in my garage. I found my dad's old records. They were burnt up by the heat of Arizona.
Use your mind.
Arizona, I love you. Even though you lack good things to do.
I know the whole song because it's great. It's a catchy number, Dittamores.
Archetypes Collide is number two with 24 points.
The Architects Collide. That's better second time around.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
That's pretty good. And then Fairy Bones.
Fairy Bones.
Let it off yesterday. It was the first band yesterday, and they were the ones who walked away with the top spot. 25 points, 25-5, something like that. Here we go. I dig that song. All right, there you go. Fairy Bones.
That's a solid song.
That's a really good song. What are you fooling around with this nonsense for? Go get a job with that. Anyway, nicely done. Fairy Bones is in the lead. Not bad. Second time through. I kind of liked a couple of those again. The Dittamores are probably the most memorable lyric.
I don't think we've ever had it where the top five from day one made it the whole way through.
No. Usually it's there's like a switch out where the top two even drop down to the fourth and fifth spot.
Could happen today.
We'll see. It's going to be big question marks all over because we don't know.
Hopefully it does.
We don't know. Or it could be just awful all day long. We'll see. Could be awful. You don't know. That's the fun of the whole thing. Bar is very low.
Perfect 10 could be in the batch.
Couple of bands that absolutely get it. Remember The Bad Dentist, Malo de Dentro? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which means the evil inside or something like that, for real. They did not do well with their song. They got 13 points. Brady gave them fives just for people showing up. And I gave them 13. I gave them a five because it was like, meh. They said, just want to thank you guys for having our band on Playdio. Thank you for playing a portion of our song. We look forward to trying again next year. Thanks again. Malo de Dentro. No complaining. Didn't have a good
Brief
run.
To the point.
And they got it. And I hope you get a billion fans off of that because your attitude is worthy. Thank you for submitting and putting yourselves out there. From The Scorched, another one. The band was scorched and they did not do well either. They scored a grand total of 11 points. They did not have a good run. Said, hey guys, it's Chris from The Scorched. We just wanted to thank you for your feedback and the opportunity. Although it was not easy to hear, we will take what you said and improve on it. Perhaps it wasn't the best song choice, and after hearing it on the station, I can't disagree with much of what you said. It simply did not come across the way we would have liked. That said, we're going to go to work, put our nose to the grindstone, and do better. Thanks again for the opportunity. We'll be at the show tomorrow night to support the other bands. You can expect us next year. Lessons learned, Chris and the Scorched. There you go. What is this new attitude of Playdio contestant that isn't...
There's hope.
Crybaby snowflake.
Well, they may be cussing behind
sure,
the scenes.
Cuss all you want, but you're writing nice email. Letters. Okay, fine. But bottom line is they're not going on social media going, it's all rigged anyway. Their band was clearly the best band.
By the way, that last piece of trash you threw,
yeah.
Right into a pint.
Did it go into the glasses?
Yeah.
The Holmberg Brown pints are here. That's a pretty good throw. I don't look at the garbage. I just throw it over my shoulder. Bray's got a bird's eye of where it goes.
After that little recap, I think
we
did
a prize.
Pretty good. I like the little recap. I like the quick hits. Yeah, our top three are definitely good, and the other two weren't
gonna hang on.
Too bad. Yeah, they might. Hey, look, it would. If this is the way it ended today, I'd be like, not bad. Pretty good stuff.
Just fine.
I mean, Fairy Bones would win, hands down, because they can play live. Yeah. We've seen that.
I'm not as excited about your Dittimors.
Dittimors!
You are.
They're going to be fun.
Boy, I am.
They're going to bring it.
They just need to call them. They need to call themselves Dinty Moore and just be a beef stew. Just go for it, man. Brady would give you a 10 if you were a Dinty Moore.
Yep.
You guys come with product?
That's called pandering.
Yeah, it is. The drum kit, like the cans.
Mmm. The big logo on the bass drum, that would be great. The Dinty Moores. So we got to get to the Brady Report early because in just 38 minutes, we're going to start over with more of this delightful play deal. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news that only you know. We call it the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And we never found out if Hooters was open for Thanksgiving, but it probably is.
You didn't, but I have
more than likely. It's probably open. Oh, you got something from that. Coming soon, right after Thanksgiving at all Hooters locations. Holmberg Bound is going to be at the Hooters, too.
All of them.
Very
Every
cool.
Location.
The delicious red IPA we broke out last year with our friends right there from Four Peaks. It's pretty awesome. Four Peaks and 98 KUPD helping out the Humane Society with a beer called Holmberg Bound, and it's going to be out there. The proceeds go into the Humane Society. Thank you, Hooters, for being part of that as well. Fantastic. Brady, please report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi. A
couple of Tuesday morning fun facts. You burn approximately 320 calories a day just by thinking.
Mm.
So if I think more.
Yeah, think harder. It's like a workout. Mm.
Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz were both released in 1939, both directed by Victor Fleming.
Well, sort of.
He suffered a brief nervous breakdown from directing Gone with the Wind during the day and editing The Wizard of Oz at night.
Yeah. Well, The Wizard of Oz was directed by like three guys. Because they kept firing people.
The M that's printed on each M&M was originally black. It was changed to white after 4 years.
Hmm. Racist.
Yeah, racism.
Woodrow Wilson's wedding was catered by a young chef, Ettore Boyardi.
Chef Boyardi?
Chef Boyardi.
Correct.
Right. Interesting. Jimmy Wisman, the local comedian sensation, now podcasting. Crazed. Now he's national with that stuff. Can't even tell him local anymore. He texted me. He said, you know, that whole thing down in Mexico with the field kind of makes me think about, you know, mechanics' cars are usually junky. Chefs are usually fat, neat crap. Maids' houses are kind of filthy. Mexico's football field might just be a good example of what they don't want to do at home. It's a good point. It's the last thing you want to do. The last thing I want to do is go home and broadcast stuff.
I don't think I've ever seen a maid's house.
No, of course not. I'd never go there.
I guess Jimmy's been banging a lot of maids
lately. Well, Jimmy's seen some maids' houses. Jimmy was probably a maid's maid at one point. He was trying to make money at any. Jimmy worked for APS, so he's probably wandered into a few houses of maids. You can tell because all the outfits are laid out, and there's 30 people in there.
According to a new survey, 71% of people say they're going to do some shopping this weekend. And a quarter of them are planning to actually go to stores on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Megan and I have a plan to shop for ourselves in the most indulgent
Black
and
Friday.
Completely selfish Black Friday run ever.
Which is interesting you say
best
that.
Best for you.
That's though. Right.
Because the average American spends $353 worth of stuff they buy on Black Friday that they hid from their partner.
I'm not hiding it. We're going to go just
you guys
shower
know about
each other
it,
and every, it's going to be great.
Some advice if you're doing some online Black Friday shopping, they say fill up your cart the day before. That way it has it's in there, it's held. When it goes on sale, then you cash out.
So you go
out.
Shop all week, and then on Friday, boom, the deals.
Yeah,
you're already
the
done.
Deal will kick in on that. They say clear your cookies in your browser history. It can affect the price that you see with some websites.
Ah. So you
clear
fill your
history,
cart. Your cart stays full if you clear cookies and stuff?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
What?
If you put in your email address, they're going to know you.
Because Amazon would do it. Oh,
yeah,
sweet.
Amazon does that. If I clear my cookies, we noticed you left something in your cart.
That's a great tip, Brady.
Yeah.
So go shop and get all your stuff now that you want, put it on your wish list, and then check Friday, clear it all out, and the prices may have dropped. That's smart.
I did see a list of the rundown of the most discounted items on Black Friday.
TVs.
No. Electronics are the least.
No kidding.
On average, you're about 23 to 27% on average.
There's a couple that are great deals.
The biggest discounted item Black Friday is jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to 73% off.
They got the most margin.
You got some place giving away their garbage jewels are tied to like giving you like a Nintendo or something.
Yeah, and a lot of stores will have only so many.
Well, if you buy something, and you
got to buy a ring, and then you get a
Nintendo.
Really?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Huh?
That's the draw, because you know so many people who are big on the old Super Mario can't wait to get the shiny gems.
The hot trend for holiday parties right now this year is putting tiny Christmas lights on your beard or in your beard too.
Hipsters are taking the beards, making them their own entity.
There's a woman named Katie Bauer. She lives in Georgia. She's a mommy blogger with over 52,000 Instagram followers. Ugh. She has 5 kids, 4 boys and a girl. This week, her second oldest son turned 6. Katie posted a picture in honor of his birthday, but then wrote that she was really upset because she noticed pictures of him get fewer likes than the ones the other kids get.
He's your ugliest kid, then.
From a statistical point of view, he wasn't as popular.
And cute.
Because of the order where he lies in the family.
Mm.
He's the third kid.
One. Yeah, it's the same. It's the Leave It to Beaver theory that when Beaver got older, the ratings fell because he was hard to look at. He got weird looking.
So
nobody liked Beaver. He was cute. Yet, and the same with Arnold on Different Strokes. So they need another kid. They do what TV does and just replace him with a cuter, younger kid.
Well, she asked people to give him lots of likes for his 6th birthday. Other people on social media have started to turn on her.
Good.
One person wrote, "Full-time mommy bloggers scare me. It's the 2018 version of turning your kids into child stars and profiting off them." She responded. She deleted the post, putting a tearful apology.
Oh, I love it.
She's now realizes that she has to teach her kids that social media likes don't actually matter.
Yeah, they do. Teach your kids the opposite of that. In the future, you start teaching your kids that now, they're going to be a nightmare later.
They mean everything.
It does mean everything to this generation. We will sit back and go, it just doesn't mean anything. But to them, it's an actual endorphin rush. You have to teach them. That's their heroine. Let them know that without them, they're useless. They're useless human beings.
I like that commercial with the old fat guy cutting his grass.
Yeah, and he just watches.
197 likes.
He loves his likes.
Looks up into the sky.
Because it's in the 70s, that would have been like, and then I mowed my grass and jammed this needle in my veins. That same face happens. Oh, my God, likes. Yeah, the whole world lives on likes. Our version of what was popular in high school that made people excited and whatever, the best clothes, whatever. No, now it's friends and likes. My friend's kids, I've noticed that. And it's like, oh, my God. Anything they do, the next sentence out of their mouth is, oh, my God, I got like 90 likes in the first minute. It matters.
This year, a survey, another Thanksgiving survey, found that 1/3 of Thanksgivings this year will include at least one person who has some sort of dietary restriction.
Well, they should bring their own then. You're the super minority in that group. You have to bring your own needs. You can't expect everybody to bow to you.
They say half of those meals will incorporate at least one safe dish everyone can eat.
Right.
What do you got this year, Brady? Any dietary restrictions?
You're kidding. No. Don't eat the counter.
Did you actually say diet and restrict to Brady?
Don't eat the furniture. That's the restrictions this year.
Laying off the salad?
We'll have a salad. We're gonna do steak.
You have a salad?
Yeah, usually
why
waste the time filling up on that?
You don't have salad.
What do you need a salad?
I think that every time I go to a buffet, I go, what am I wasting time at the salad for?
I need a little starter.
Space.
I've got an all-you-can-eat. I can come back and have crab legs for 8 hours. Anyway, let's start with the salad because that's the healthy thing to do. Throw that salad idea right out.
Well, the salad is the green bean casserole. I don't even know if we'll have that this year. But
I'm just gonna. What do you, and you said you're going to have steaks and turkey?
Steaks.
Yeah, I got a little bit unspoken.
Oh my God.
But not a, it's a about a half a breast. And that'll be for
still
during the rest of the weekend.
Either way.
How many people are you cooking for?
3.
Yep. 3.
Steaks. Turkey. Don't forget
overboard.
Your salad.
Yeah, like, give me the rundown of the menu. What's on this thing?
I haven't completed the menu.
I know, but what do you want? What do you know is going to be?
Yeah, what's the ideal?
What do you know is happening? Turkey? steak.
Yeah,
is it turkey from Porkopolis?
Maybe a twice baked potato or something like that.
There you go.
A potato dish of some sort.
Are you doing
the
Porkopolis turkey?
Or
are you doing your own?
I'm doing my own.
Okay, so you got your Big Bird.
I'm gonna do a boneless breast, breast.
Right, and like big steaks, fillets. What are we looking at?
Probably fillet.
All right,
I got
a
fillet.
8 ounce, 12. What are we seeing?
Got about 2 pounds of fillet.
Oh my
maybe
God.
Something.
What's
like
the,
that.
What are Ronnie and Kirby?
I brought a little strap. Bought the tenderloin.
Oh, okay.
And I'll smoke that.
Smoking a steak, huh?
Two adults and a child.
Yeah.
You don't think you might be pushing this a little hard?
Well, the steak's going to last a week.
No, it's
not. 4 days, maybe.
What?
Please.
Yeah.
It'll be gone that night.
Come on.
You're going to pound that.
No, no,
it's always
no,
an
it's
error
too big.
Because you end up eating way more than
you'll
you should.
Eat it. If it's cooked, you'll eat
when you make all that food for a small group.
Look at
I've done that the last few
we'll
years.
Have,
it's a disaster.
But some of that will cross over into Saturday because some people are coming over for the Buckeye game.
Oh, so you're going to have more
I'll have
leftovers for the – you're going to get rid of your stuff with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're also going to probably cook then.
Maybe add some eggs to that mix. It's a morning game.
Oh, okay.
Treacherous. Steak and eggs.
Be careful, Brady. Mm-hmm. That's all we're asking.
John and I are having people cook for us.
That's right. Got a small plate. I'll be done with it, and there'll be no leftovers. Then I shop for myself and celebrate the incredible, incredible excess of Christmas. I love it. Dress like a pimp and go buy things for yourself and celebrate the fact that the United States is in incredible condition financially right now. Let's do this.
We don't have to do dishes or anything. How great is that?
It's amazing.
That's nice.
I get to push it away and go, I know you're a big Roman Catholic or whatever, Mexican boy. Clean my plate. I'm done here.
Are you done?
I'm done here.
See?
You probably want to be at home with your family, don't you? I'm an atheist. I don't care.
We get time and a half. Clean my plate.
I don't get time and a half. I
what?
Work. No, it's 365 days. It's the restaurant.
Jeez.
You might get a free meal today, but that's all right. You still have to clean that, and I don't. I'm going to leave napkins and everything on the floor. Thanksgiving's going to be easy, and then I'm going to celebrate Christmas the second I'm done eating. Christmas starts.
By buying yourself something?
By getting myself all loaded up with things I want. The excess of Christmas is my favorite time of year. It has nothing to do with what people say it's about. It's about celebrating being a wealthy nation, period. And we do it great.
We've got a new record. This happened in Pinellas County, Florida. 50-year-old Ricardo Portillo Gonzalez was pulled over Sunday afternoon, weaving. Police gave him a breathalyzer. You ready for this?
Six.
He first blew a .66.
Oh, man.
Then on the second try, .64.
Whoa. He was getting better, though.
8 times the legal limit. Police report has him listed at 200 pounds.
He's legally
dead.
Do the
math on that. He would have put back 33 to 35 drinks in 1 hour, which is a full bottle of 100-proof liquor. And he's alive.
And he drove?
Yeah. Somehow he didn't die. He
needed
to go to the hospital. He was arrested for drunk driving. Cops kept him overnight until he posted bond.
6'6". I was told that like anything over 4, you're starting to flirt with your death.
Correct.
It's like Vince Murata. I think that's Vince Murata from the sports station.
Had a rough weekend. Cardinals.
Changed his name, moved to Florida, guzzled the thing of Everclear, and went on a drive.
Someone in southern England was watching their friend's hamster recently when it escaped and fell down a pipe. The pipe was about 4 inches wide, 3 feet deep, but they couldn't just reach in and grab it because it housed several smaller pipes that were in the way. The first idea was to drop a thin rope down there, hoping that somehow
the hamster would hang himself.
Able to climb onto the rope and climb up. Like the rope in gym class.
Right.
That didn't work. So they kept dropping food down the pipe to keep him alive.
Fatten him up.
And on day 6, they decided to call in the experts. Someone from an animal rescue group came up with a better idea. And they constructed a tiny 3-foot ladder. Dropped it down the hole, the pipe, and the hamster
and
climbed out.
Oh. So he wasn't stuck. He just wouldn't come out.
Well, you're 3 feet deep in that pipe. I don't know if he It was wider than his body.
That is adorable. If it's wider than his body, then jamming a ladder in there and trying to get him to climb up wouldn't have worked. He just got
stupid
stuff.
Well, the pipe, so in other words, he couldn't get enough leverage.
Right, he couldn't grab, he couldn't parkour his way out of there.
Spread eagle the feet.
Hamsters can go into small spaces, we know that.
Nicholas Sardo has been arrested. He lives in Citra, Florida. Had sex 4 times with a miniature horse.
In one day?
Poor horse named Jackie G. No. Was just in the pasture, and Nicholas found her out there.
What the hell?
Yeah. There's really no need for a trial here.
Sardo told him he knew he was wrong, and that he was a sick man.
How do you fix that person?
You don't. And you don't ever, ever come back from that. I gotta go for a second. Guys, I'm hard as a rock.
Maybe we should bring back the Scarlet Letters.
Yeah. Well, look, if he tried to get a job here, it'd be like, this guy's a real go-getter. How'd you lose your last job? Well, see, I was in this field, and this beautiful miniature pony was out there. Oh, yeah? Did you hurt the pony? Yes. I've 4 times.
He just has to wear a shirt, HF.
Yeah.
Rest of his life.
Tough relationship. I broke up with a filly.
Yeah, you're never going to work again. Once people find out, if you found out right now that Toledo, at one point in Montana, a miniature horse 4 times, you'd be like, you know what, that's enough. Toledo can go. You're done.
Bye-bye.
I don't want to be around you. Because I assume you're still doing it.
And you wouldn't hang out with that guy anymore.
Never, ever, ever. Family members dismissed. Did you hear about Holmberg's dad? Yeah, Dan was banging on a little tiny horse.
Dad's out.
You guys are jerks. You don't know Jackie G.
Now, John.
A great pony.
Come on. Don't be a smartass.
This is why you like to hang out in the woods.
Yeah, this is why you're always with those horses. Yeah, horses. Big deal, I'm still your father. But you're not the father I knew.
Yeah.
It's blood, it's family. You have to love me. No, I don't. You.
Dad, how did it happen? You start brushing them.
Oh, so soft. And when you feed them the apple.
That mane.
And their lips touch your hand and you just realize how soft their mouth lips are. That must carry over. Daddy gave her a run.
Now every Thanksgiving's without you.
And how great the first time was led to 3 more. Grand slam. Yeah, exactly. So what are we doing for Thanksgiving, boy? No. I don't know what we're doing.
You'll end up humping the turkey.
You're not going to be there. I've got animals in the house. Ah, those are the olden times.
I'm better now.
No, Dad, we got to press a canario now, just in case you get wonky.
Oh, God, could you imagine? He's in the backyard with one of your dogs.
You want to have some fun, Ben? Hey, get the ball. Not that one.
You'd feel the same way as like a chomo around a kid.
Oh, God, I'm
that
so
would be
sorry.
Unbelievable.
I had a couple shots of Clan McGregor and your dog.
Oh,
no. I'm a bad daddy.
What would you do? What would you do?
Ever since
I'd
your
kill
mom
him.
Left
I'd
me.
I'd kill him. It's your mother's fault. She never puts out anymore. So now I bet.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no comeback from that. It's like, you know, he's a good guy. I met him online. Why doesn't he have? He's 40. Why hasn't he been married?
Oh, he spent a little time there, having some trouble. Used to horses, but he's past all that.
You'll never have a girl. You'll never. It's over. It's just strap on that little colander with the electrodes to it and have roll on one happen. Let's get rid of these people.
Send them down the Green Mile.
Dead man walking. All I did was horses. Right. Did you hear what you just said?
Oh, come on, man.
No. Don't do that.
We'll end it with a couple of Brady videos.
Would you be done with that guy, Brady? Would you kill someone in the neighborhood that a Shetland pony?
Too strong.
I wouldn't kill him. I'd put him over.
You'd pay for him?
Sit down for a while.
Why? For how long, though?
When's he get back?
What's the proper timeline before that guy's allowed to be in society again?
I'll leave that to the parole board to decide.
No, man,
that.
You pushed out of the whole thing. You are the parole board.
Here he is. How you doing? I think I'm good. And then bring a couple of miniature ponies.
You're the
executioner.
Of course,
reaction.
That's the test. He's going to pass the test in front of people. Yeah.
What do you quiz him? You're the parole board, or you got to ask him a question that kind of baits him into the wrong answer.
I don't know.
The city of Gilbert leaves it up to you, not a parole board. What do you? How long do you say this guy should be away?
First question is, do you want to go to Turf Paradise?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's all sorts of. Are you into harness racing?
You know? Are you? But are you gonna? You're gonna say there's a chance this guy can be get better and be a member of society.
I think there is. Yeah, I think there is.
Bad. He's forever bad.
And has been bad until he got caught.
Kid, horse, all out.
Lamb.
Yeah, animal in general.
The stories you hear, the lady with the peanut butter and the dog.
Yeah, out. She's out. They're all out.
And they shouldn't come back. Would you still date Ronnie if you found out, well, when I was alone for a while, I had a Dalmatian. I used to slather peanut butter all over my thighs and let him go to town. You'd leave that day.
Pretty much a deal breaker.
Yeah. And you don't want to ever see her again. And you kind of hope she checks out of society.
What, Dalmatian you said, though?
Yeah, the Dalmatian They're can cute. Stay. They go deaf. Bottom line is there's no coming back from some things, and we got to stop acting like there is some retribution. That dude, an adorable baby horse. Seen those commercials in the Clydesdale when he's got his little head out, and he can't be a Clydesdale because all he is a crappy Shetland pony. And he tries to be a Clydesdale next to the Clydesdales. And you're like, that thing's adorable. Now picture that thing getting violently by some weirdo.
I mean, we joke around. I don't know if that's worth the death penalty or anything.
Death penalty? Yeah, it is. We don't want that dude around.
What's
he going to do?
I don't want him in society, though.
Then get rid of him.
Just eliminate.
Is it rehabable?
I know. You just
got
to be careful with throwing that death penalty.
No, you don't. We're too soft.
I think,
again, it's pretty basic. Any animal or kid, you're out. You're done.
Yeah. That dude with the 16-month-old.
For years, they didn't have any laws on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know, but they changed that, and now that because people were like, we don't have any laws on this, now make them really
a problem.
Strict. There's no coming back from it.
That dude with a 16-month-old, just get rid of him.
Oh, that guy? Yeah, there's a dude who was banging a 16-month-old baby. He's out forever. Done. There's no coming back from that. What rehab is he going to have? He's done. Check him out.
So the first radio video is an angry woman in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Repo man is taking her car away.
I like these.
You don't cross a woman with a bat.
Uh-oh. She doesn't know her car's not being stolen. She doesn't know it's a repo, does she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does? Is she cussing like crazy?
Yeah. So we'll just... All right, give it a shot here.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, he's towing it along. Oh, she is just wrecking a really nice tow
truck.
Got a
good cut, too.
No, she's like Hank Aaron. Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough of her.
And now she's gone to prison.
I like
the dude's in the truck.
Yeah, repo man. Yeah,
fearing for his life.
Yeah, sorry, lady.
Usually those guys carry weapons.
I know.
For this purpose.
He did a good job not shooting.
Is that her friend filming?
Yeah. The other one who didn't pay her bills.
Right. Bunch of nice cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, it seems like a decent place. She's overextended. Just drive away.
Maybe she sent
the
check in.
Didn't say what happened to Fia.
Oh, that could be.
Maybe the check's in the mail.
That's it. Checks in the mail is always a great one. Clearly, she's reasonable.
I guess, when she was screaming.
It has to go so far to get to that point, though.
Yeah. You got to go like 4 months.
They don't do that on one
payment. Right, right.
He yelled okay 9 times. She said, put my car down. Okay.
Quit hitting mine. Well, now she's got another bill on her hands. Because she's got to make bail. Genius.
Now we'll end it with something icy and sexy.
Oh, okay.
This woman's polar plunge goes wrong. A woman in Russia stripped down to bra and thong.
Whoa.
Thought it was thin ice.
There we go.
She doesn't have enough meat in her bones to be a polar ice person.
Good the audio on that.
And badly.
Oh, my God. That is her friends don't care. Look at where her head hit. She's in the protocol.
Yeah, she's done. She's just sitting.
I love
it. Давай, я тебя снимаю до конца. Нырей под лед просто.
That is a hot Russian.
She walks off. Broken ankle.
She's tougher than us.
Just give her some vodka. She's fine.
I'm all right. Just give me a couple of shots of vodka and we'll go back and try again.
Let's listen to that sound.
I've loosened up the ice. Listen to her hit. Her head hit. And they get Victoria's Secret in Russia now, that's for sure. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that second thump is her head on ice. And her friends do not care.
Бля, это смешно было слышать.
They'll find
ну, крутой
видос.
Snowballs.
The butt hit and the head hit.
You, давайте, снимай до конца.
You lived 10 years less than you thought you were going to from that. That is great. We've shaved off years.
Frozen CTE.
You have broken leg. Look, walk it off. Great work. Huh? Try again. Ice is loose now.
It's so hot.
Very good.
Boy, they're really looking for stuff to do in Russia.
Yeah. Actually, the funny thing
they
is...
They hang off the giant buildings.
Bet 100 rubles.
That was son's practice. That was Igor's, that's Igor's family just fooling around at the house.
Igor's coming over.
Hey, everybody, sons, come over. Watch this. My hot daughter will smash her face into the ice, huh?
Thanksgiving it's tradition.
Eliana.
So we don't have Thanksgiving. We have throw the hot girl on the cement. It's great. They don't die.
We've tried.
Yeah, make Russia great again, huh? Throw that bitch into the hard ice. I like that they stripped her down to her underpants for that, though. I don't know what the point of that was.
Yeah, well, if you're going to have a video and want it to go viral.
I want to go viral. So when you kill yourself on the ice, I want you to look hot going in. I want teenage boys to whack off right before you die. Yeah, she's definitely shouldn't go to sleep that night because those concussions will kill you.
I think she's still yakking from that.
Yeah, she's nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel very good. Well, it's because you smashed your brain into the ice, you idiot. It's your fault. It's your fault. Why is it everyone else's fault? Your fault. You're the one who jumped into hard ice.
Responsibility.
Hey, do you when you touch the thing and make sure it's going to break? You are an idiot. Good thing you hit your head because it's the safest thing on your body not to hurt. You have no brains. Idiot. Now put your panties back on. Let's have concussion sex. Yeah, that's a tough one to watch, but she's hot. In America, there'd be lawsuits. Like somebody would sue the ice people or sue the weather.
Jimmy from Philly. So here's my crews around the radio dial this morning, 98 KUPD. John talking about his dad effing horse.
Right.
Flipped channel. Oh, holy night.
Christmas music's back.
Back to KUPD.
No, there's a Russian hot girl whacking off and dying. Did you see her over there, the one with the cross eyes? She wasn't like that 2 days ago. She smashed her face into the ice. Why? We don't know. It was funny. She looked hot.
We're doing it again tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to try to throw her back in. You kick her in the head, she can't remember anyone. We're going to try to throw her back in and see if she can get her memory back. Hit your head again. That's how it all comes back. It's like a television. You whack it once, you whack it twice, it's all back to normal.
How do they start Christmas music before Thanksgiving? That's ridiculous.
Well, because their ratings aren't very good.
Huge.
Christmas. Come on, though. Can't
it is.
To that.
I don't know who's listening to it. I went into Lowe's yesterday to buy a faucet, and it is. They have Thanksgiving songs, which I've never heard in my life. Like Michael Bublé's done a Thanksgiving. We're gonna have some turkey and family. I'm like, oh, this is new. And then the next one was like Wilson Phillips and.
Yeah, Adam Sandler's the only one.
Oh,
I know.
Sandler's got that terrible turkey song, but they've
can't
got like real
you?
Ones. Oh, don't do it. Oh, so annoying. Yeah, great. Yeah, man boy. Nothing funnier. Ha 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 ha.
That's have a turkey and a cup of tea.
Oh, you are creative. That's good. Awful. People went nuts for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well just been fart sounds. It's 6:50. Speaking of fart sounds, Play-Doh round two coming up in just seconds. Local bands, there's 15 of you. We're going to try to get all 15 of you in today. We will. I guarantee it. We'll get you all in there. 1 minute at the very least, we'll have Play-Doh round two as Fairy Bones tries to hold on to the top spot for tonight's big show over at Copper Blues downtown, where we crown the winner of Play-Doh 2019, the champion that will hold the reign for all of next year. And our theme song and everything else, A Farewell to Whistle, happens, January 8th when we're back or something like that?
Yep.
Play-Doh round two starts in 10 minutes. It's 98 KUPD. There goes your Brady report.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. 98.